Come open the door, sweet Betty, for 'tis a cold winter's night. It rains and it blows and it thunders, and the moon it does give no light. It is all for the love of sweet Betty that here I have lost my way. Sweet, let me lie behind thee until it is break of day. I dare not come down, sweet Johnny, nor I dare not now let you in, for fear of my father's anger and the rest of my other kin. For my father he is awake, and my mother she will us hear. Therefore be gone, sweet Johnny, my joy and only dear. If that thou dost love me, show it, and do not in anger frown. Thy parents, they need not know it, if thou wilt come softly down. Then prithee now don't deny me, but come at thy lover's call. For what though I should lie by thee, I'll do thee no harm at all. Alas, I am loath to venture, for if that they should awake, as soon as the door you enter, a racket I'm sure they'll make. You know that old folks are froward and jealous of handsome men, and should we be overpowered, in what a case were we then? I'll shelter, my dear, from danger, should any outrage begin. Thou knowest that I am no stranger, then prithee, love, let me in. Long time in the cold I've tarried, oh, pity thy true love, John. Tomorrow we will be married, as I am an honest man. This is a fair pleasing story, which almost my heart has won. But if you should blast my glory, and leave me when all is done, my father would surely chide me, my mother would scold and brawl, and all the young maids deride me. Oh, this is the worst of all. Thy Johnny will ne'er deceive thee, but love thee as dear's my life. Nor will I one hour leave thee until thou art made my wife. Let me not stand any longer, for why, dear Betty, behold, the storm grows stronger and stronger, and I am both wet and cold. It was about midnight hour when John he did thus complain. Poor heart, she had not the power to let him stand in the rain. Without any longer dodging, she opened the door with speed and let him into her lodging. Good man, he had ne'er more need. It being cold winter weather, they straight did hurry to bed, and there they cuddled together, and John got her maidenhead. She was of a courteous carriage, by which young Johnny was won. Next day they were joined in marriage, and was this not honestly done?